Aaron. You're listening to Air America Radio at 6 past the hour. And this is Morning Sedition.
Yeah, all right. All right. Good morning, Jim. Philosopher, kings and queens, working class heroes, Mark Ryan, people.
Where?
I'm not gonna call anybody any names this morning. We're not gonna have any fun like that because it's the holiday season.
Yeah.
All right, and we're having this conversation here about iPods.
Yeah.
All right, I don't have one. Because as I said before, I have a principle. Was I talking about that on the air or off the air the other day, my ridiculous new idea? It's not so new. I don't wear headphones anymore. Was I talking about that on the air? No? You know, that I was talking about, like, you know, how I don't like, I like to, like, if I'm at the gym, I want to hear gym sounds. I want to be in the present. Right? I want to be in the present on the train. I want to be, we talked about that. But Riley here is like, he's like, what's the biggest gig on the iPod? We said 40 gigabytes, right?
That's it.
I didn't know, but I know because my wife wants one.
Okay,
I gotta
there you go.
I'll be buying one in the next few days, right? So, Riley goes, he goes, how many songs is that? I go, 10,000 songs. He goes, that's only 1,000 records.
Yeah, it's 1,000 albums. That ain't that much.
Yeah, but
I got one at home.
It's a lot to put in your pocket.
No, I would buy an iPod if I could say, let me hear Ballerina by Van Morrison, and I could hear it. Then I'd have a use for an iPod. Otherwise, I could do it myself.
You mean you want to talk to the thing? You want to?
Yeah, I want to be able to talk to it and hear the music. Yeah. Then it'll be worth something to me. Otherwise, I can do it manually.
Would you like to go? Are you sure? You sure that's the one you want to hear?
No. Just do it.
Yeah, but Riley, I think you're rationalizing your fear of technology.
I don't have a fear of technology. I have about 4,000 CDs in my house.
All right, well, let's talk about it. All right, so you get four iPods, okay?
I don't want four. Transfer time alone wouldn't be worth it.
Wait. So how many, out of those 4,000 CDs, how many CDs do you just listen to two or three songs on?
Not that many.
Not that many.
Because I have stuff of all. I have soca. You got any soca music in your collection, pal?
You
got any Black Stalin?
are you afraid of the fast forward?
No. There's certain songs I like. There are albums that I have, and I've had them for 10 years, and I haven't heard everything on them. I go back and listen.
I hear you.
That's what I do. I majored in music in college.
I know. I'm not trying to get you all upset, but I just want to ask you, okay, how many albums are you bringing to England for 2 weeks? How many CDs?
No, 208.
Okay, so 208 CDs. That must weigh about 30 pounds.
So?
An iPod weighs about 6 ounces.
But I don't have to take it. It takes me less time to fill up that thing than it would take me to dub all the stuff off my CD onto an iPod.
Too much time. But you only have to do it once.
Who cares?
Hey, listen to me. I'm arguing because I don't have one. You know, I don't want one. I'm just I like getting you all worked up about something.
I don't have one and I don't want one. A CD player and a collection of CDs will always be good enough for me.
But the only benefit of that is you get to look at the pictures when you.
No, I don't even carry the. I don't carry the album art.
You don't carry any of it?
More CDs. More room for more CDs.
I got the same thing you. I got like 500 or 600 CDs in cases, and they're sitting at home in L.A., and now I got to go through them because I want to bring Pashman some stuff he doesn't have. You know, Pashman's
right?
He's got a very specific music taste, you know. But I have some stuff.
Me too. I got 12 hours of flight time to kill, and I don't like to repeat myself. So I always bring enough CDs so that I can listen for 6 solid hours worth of music without ever repeating anything.
Wow.
A period.
You're running a radio show. Well, imagine if you could listen to 10,000 songs without repeating anything, just sitting there. Imagine that.
How would I find them all?
Well, I'd have to
categorize everything.
No, it categorizes itself. Kalo, tell them that the name comes up on there and everything.
The artist name comes up. You can scroll through it. It's very convenient.
Scroll through 10,000 songs?
Albums comes up.
Imagine that's what I mean.
You can
all I
got
to do is reach into the thing and say, okay, here it is. Here's Franz Liszt. I put the thing in. I hit the number. Bam, I got the music. What's the problem?
There's no problem. No one's saying it's a problem. We're just saying you're backward.
Well, I'll be backwards, but it's music.
But who am I to talk? I've given up entirely. I don't even have a portable CD anymore. I play CDs in my DVD player now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I haven't got anything. I haven't got anything I can stick headphones in. When I go to the gym, occasionally I watch CNN through their stupid little TV show. What the hell happened to me?
But see, that's the other problem I got with iPods. I don't like those buds, the earbuds that go in your ear. I like stuff over the ear, not in the ear. That is backwards.
But, dude, they're available. You can plug any earphone. What do you think? It's limited?
Yeah.
You can get those.
I don't see nobody walking around with an iPod with Sennheiser headphones on it.
I do. Yeah, you see them.
Really?
Yeah, sure.
I see people with those little earbuds. I hate that.
Yeah, the little plug-in earphones?
Yeah, can't stand
I like those better.
No, I can't listen.
What do you, why?
Because it, first of all, it concentrates too much sound in your ear canal. I like to have it over.
Mm-hmm.
It resonates. For me, it resonates better.
So your head shakes a little bit? You get the whole buzz in your head?
No, plus analog music, which a lot of the stuff I listen to was recorded originally in analog. It sounds better when it's over your ear than in your ear.
Yeah, well, you know, personally, the only music that I'll listen to is stuff played from sheet music live.
Well, there
yeah,
you go. I have friends that do that.
Yeah.
I have friends that want to hear the music exactly as it was recorded, period.
Hey, you don't got to tell me, man. I got a bunch of reel-to-reel tapes waiting for me at home.
Ah, there you go.
I'm going to get in some
Now
spirit.
You're going back to the future, pal.
Oh.